Men of God, arise as a PPK, priest, prophet, and king. The priest in you will bring the needs of your family and community to God. The prophet declares the word of God over his family. The king in you governs over all that God has entrusted you with. Join me, Apostle Gerald Benton, as I encourage, lead, and teach men to walk in their God-given kingdom role as a priest, prophet, and king.
Good morning, good morning, good afternoon, good evening. It depends on when you actually see this broadcast. I had a dream last night. I can't even call it a dream because I actually lived it. So it was something that God was pressing on me. And so this morning I woke up and he took me to Ephesians 5:14. So let me give you the backdrop of what I saw. So it was my encounter, my like legit last encounter that I was going to literally have with God, right? So I'm away from home and I'm in a horrible place. So I felt like somebody was shaking me, like trying to wake me up. And so I was still asleep, but I wasn't asleep. You know how you get in that place? Whatever. If you don't, you'll catch what I'm saying. So I'm sitting here and I'm hearing like words, but I couldn't understand the words. And then all of a sudden I caught the words. The words were, "Wake up, Gerald. Today is the day you're going to have to make a decision. Do you want to live or die?" I was like, it shook me because I really didn't know if I was up or if I wasn't up. But I woke up. And when I woke up, I had this fear on me. Like, if I put my feet on this ground, I'm probably going to bust hell wide open. Like, legit, like I'm going to bust hell wide open because I understand everything that I've done. From little all the way up to that very moment was like flooding back to me. Things that I have never repented for, things that I've never talked about, things that I've done in secret, things that I've just done. And all of these things came flooding back. I was like, "My God, are we serious right now?" I'm like, "God, I got to make a decision." I'm like, "Shoot, I want to live," but not understanding what it was going to take to live this life. So I woke up this morning, right, out of this dream, went into my office and I sat there. And so I went to Ephesians 5:14 and it says, "Wake up, sleeper. Arise from the dead and Christ will shine on you." I'm reading that. That's out of NIV. Now, I read that out of the NIV. So because I needed that thing to be very clear to me. He says, "Wake up, sleeper." Man, we got men running around here. And I'm talking to the men. My wife deal with women. I got plenty of broadcasts talking about, you know, how to treat your man, whatever, whatever. But this is about men. I'm on a journey on helping men identify these places that we've been sleep on. You've been walking around with your eyes wide open, but you've been sleep. 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 It says, "Wake up, sleeper. Arise from the dead. And Christ will shine on you." Verse 15 says, see, when it gets to 15, this is the thing that I got caught in, right? So now I'm up, right? Now I'm choosing, I want to live, right? I want to do the right thing. But here it is, it says, 15, it says, "Be very careful that how you live. Now, I was saying I was saved. I consider myself a saved individual. But I wasn't being careful on how I was living my life. Y'all don't understand. Y'all, listen to what I'm saying. Because I'm gonna go down a little bit. And when I get down to that part, if you don't understand that you got your eyes, that you're asleep on your assignment. Listen, I'm not even a military person, right? And so I talked about the farmer. I talked about cultivating. I talked about all of those different things that you sleep on. Let's be real. You've been sleeping on that. You've been sleep on your assignment. I said you studied your wife to marry her, all right? You studied her to marry her, but you slept on your assignment. You signed up for this. When you said, I do, and some of y'all put to Deb Dua's part in it, so you signed up for this assignment. So what makes you think you can abort your assignment? Now, in the military, if you have an assignment and you choose not to do the assignment, I'm thinking that they, like, remove you from the Army. I think it's called a dishonorable discharge. So now you have that on your record. Now, just think about, God is giving you an assignment, right? He's giving you an assignment for your marriage. He's giving you an assignment for your wife. Every year, every day, there's an assignment. Every day, I believe it. Don't quote me, because I'm not a military person. But understanding that every day you get to practice for your assignment, right? Like, whatever your assignment is, if it's flying planes, you got to practice. If it's infantry, you got to practice. If it's medicine, you got to practice. All of these things, you got to practice. So every day God gives us an opportunity to wake up. Aha, check this out. Wake up and practice your assignment. It says, be very careful of how you live. Be very careful. Be very careful. This is the NIV, because I need you to actually catch this, because I don't need you walking around here acting like, well, she did this, or my situation is worse than your situation. Man, stop comparing your situation to anybody else's situation. It's your assignment, bro. It's your assignment. I'm not coming at you, because this is where I came from. So I'm asleep on my assignment. God, now see, God has given me an assignment. Now we're talking about a simple assignment. What about your assignment if your assignment is having a woman that's a boss? Now I'm not gonna deal with that right now. I'm gonna come back to that one. Because if you sleep, you ain't gonna see what you need to see with that assignment. So ain't no need of me talking about that assignment. Let's talk about you waking up. Let's talk about the scales being removed off of your eyes, that you can actually see your assignment, that you can see the hope of your calling, that you can see and understand how to live this life out. You got to understand, this ain't just something that somebody is saying to you. I'm telling you, this is what I had to live. I had an opportunity to wake up. I had an opportunity. God gave me this opportunity to wake up, to remove the scales off. I'm always, God, remove the scales off of my eyes, because I want to see it your way. Because I went down and it starts talking about, you know, not being unwise, but wise. This is part of being waking up. Think about it. I've made some bad decisions. I made some really, really unwise decisions. Why? Because of my flesh. Why? Because of my emotions. Why? Because of my pride. Why? Because of my trauma. Why? Because of things that I've picked up. You know what I'm saying? Think about this. Your assignment is to love your wife like Christ loved the church, right? That's what you signed up for, because that's your biblical obligation of what you're supposed to be doing, adding on a little other stuff that goes along with it. But I'm just giving you that for an example. So now we're looking at this situation, right? And you knowing what your situation is, this is your assignment. I'm not going to say situation. This is your assignment, because I don't need you to feel like you have a opportunity or a choice to abort your assignment. Because people's lives are dependent on it. If you got kids, your kids' lives depend on you making a wise decision every time. Now, get it. I made some bad decisions. Even David made some bad decisions. But David understood how to get back right with God. He went back and start communing with God and start repenting for the things that he done. So don't get to this place where you feeling like you can't turn around, or you can't get it right, or you just too far gone because you made some bad decisions. Yes. Yes. It was unwise. It was unwise to communicate with someone that's not your wife. It was unwise for you to drink when you know you got alcoholics in your family. That was unwise. That's not a wise decision. Why? Because it's going to make you unbalanced. And the Bible says an unstable man, a double-minded man, is unstable in all of his ways. Now we get to the place where you're being double-minded. Come on, man. Let's just be for real. We're trying to wake up, right? This morning you woke up, but I promise you, you didn't believe that you was gonna wake up and hear this today. I need you to know your assignment. I need you to know what you signed up for. because it says, be very careful. Be very careful about making these unwise decisions. I'm finna leave my family. I'm finna leave my wife. Is that a wise decision? Did you consult God with that decision? Did you go before God? Did God give you some information that tells you that you can actually leave your family, that you can abort your assignment? No, we ain't gonna go and get that question. You know where we're gonna go? We're gonna go to our boy. We're gonna go to Billy Bob over here, Johnny Joe or whoever, you know what I'm saying? JoJo, Momo, whoever. One of your boys that's gonna co-sign, you know, because you've been telling all your business to. But you ain't telling your business to God. You'll spend your time telling, because he's gonna pump up your flesh. Why? Because y'all sitting there smoking, you sitting there drinking. He's trying to console you. He's trying to make you feel good. Don't trip. Because if you ain't going to Billy Bob, then that means you're going somewhere else. And then you open up a seducing spirit. So now you're going to someone that's gonna make you feel good, huh? The enemy ain't stupid. He knows how to sabotage family. He know how to sabotage that's what he come to do. Kill, steal, and destroy marriage. Kill, steal, and destroy family. Kill, steal, and destroy you. I need you to wake up. I need you to remove the scales off of your eyes. It's time out for this. I'm sleeping on my job. Because this thing right here in verse 15, it says, be very careful on how you live your life, right? Not as unwise, but wise. I need you to make wise decisions. You know what a wise decision is? I say to myself, this is what I tell myself. For me to make a wise decision, I look at my hat. Because I look at it, I'm like, did I pray about this? How long did I pray about this? Did God give me a word for this? Did I find scriptures to stand on for this decision I got to make? Because lives depend on me making these wise decisions. Lives depend on it. So I'm not in the business of just making decisions just because I want to make decisions. I tell myself, it's going to be God or it's going to be God. So I'm going to God before this. I'm going to God and talking to God about this because I want to make wise decisions. It says, make the most of every opportunity because the days are evil. Check this out. I've been saying this for the longest. Day by day, situation by situation, get better. You know what your assignment is. You know you done messed up on your assignment. So now how are you going to fix your assignment? How are you going to fix this? How are you going to fix this? First of all, you need to wake up so you can actually see that you done made a mistake. You laying in a bed with another woman that ain't your wife. You're sitting there smoking dope and snorting dope and drinking, and you know that ain't right. You're bound in pornography and lust and perversion, and you know it ain't right. But you sleep on it. I'm saying this to myself because that's what I did. I'm over here in lust and perversion. I'm over here in adultery. I'm over here in lying. I'm over here in deceit. I'm over here in drunkenness. I'm over here in all of these different things and thinking that I'm making a wise decision. I'm gonna live my life. She can go ahead and live her own life. That's not the assignment, bro. Fellas, that is not the assignment. That's not the assignment. Don't get caught. Don't get caught into this place where circumstances and situations have caused you to abort your assignment. We're talking about, listen. I'm going to move on because I know somebody getting mad right now. It said, and another thing it says, foolish understands foolishness. Let's get rid of the foolishness. I need you to understand the Lord's will. I need you to understand the Lord's will for your assignment. I need you. It's like Jesus says, nevertheless, not my will, but thy will be done. That's going to kill your flesh. That's going to beat your flesh up. Because if you can't get this piece right here, you can't get this piece. Then the whole structure of the family that God is getting ready to give, you ain't gonna get it. It says, be filled with the Holy. It says, be filled with the Spirit. Be filled with the Spirit. If you ain't filled with the Spirit, then you're not going to understand the assignment clearly. You're only going to understand the assignment in a natural way, but God is trying to get you to understand this in a spiritual way, because your mind and your flesh and your emotions are going to dictate you doing things in emotional places. But the spirit comes to what? Lead God and comfort you. Lead God and comfort you. So when you get into this place where you need the Holy Spirit to lead you in the right words to say, it needs you to lead you into the right place of understanding, huh? Comfort you when you know you don't feel like doing it, but giving you the strength that you need to do to make a change. Man, that thing was so hard for me. I used to call my wife the fault finder. I'm like, dude, you find fault in everything. Do you see any good in me? So anytime we had to have a conversation, I ain't like it. So if we had to talk, it wasn't going to be a talk, because I wasn't going to talk. I wasn't going to give no information. I wasn't going to tell how I feel. I just wasn't going to do that, because that was going to make the conversation longer. Didn't want to have a longer conversation. I'm just telling y'all me. I'm talking about how the enemy tried to sabotage communication, how he tries to manipulate how I am to live my life. You know what I mean? How I'm to be the head of my family. Because listen, y'all, we can talk about this all day long, but I'm just giving you Ephesians 5, and I gave you 14 and 15, and I gave you some bullet points, because if you can't get this part right here, we're talking about being filled with the Spirit. Because how are you going to take opportunities to make godly decisions? How are you going to operate in God, in the Lord's will? How are you going to do that? How are you going to do that? If you didn't give your life over to Christ and now you've repented for these things that you've done, how are you going to do it? You're going to keep making bad, unwise decisions, bad decisions. Check this out. I got to this place, right? Here's the real kicker, right? So I started reading the scripture down a little further, right? And that thing came, it literally came to submit yourselves one to another. This was literally right before it starts talking about your roles. Wives, submit yourself to your own husbands, and husbands, love your wife as Christ loved the church. All of that, all of that stuff is underneath that. So someone would say, oh, my wife got to submit to me. Woo, woo, woo. It says, submit yourselves one to another in the reverence of Christ. Listen to what I'm telling you, man. Are you willing to submit? You're like, here's a scenario, Army-wise, because when you sign up for the military, right, you literally submitted your life to that cause. Marines, Air Force, Army, all of them, the military things. You signed yourself up for it. So you submitted yourself to that. When you stood before God and you submitted yourself to God and to the spouse that you married to, you did that. Submit yourself one to another. See, we get caught on the wife gotta submit, right? How are you thinking that you're going to give yourself up if you ain't even submitted to the reverence of Christ? If you ain't submitted to that place, how you going to do the other part? Matter of fact, you still sleep. You sleep if you think that if you haven't submitted to that piece, that you're going to do the other piece. You sleep. I'm needing you to wake up today. Lord, remove the scales off of their eyes. Let them wake up. Let them wipe their eyes. Let them wash their face this morning so they can see. I need you to be able to see this. I need you to be able to walk in this. I need you to be able to handle this. I know it's hard. I mean, listen. I'm telling you this because this is something that I had to walk through, and I still walk through this. Because you understand this? Pride still there. Rebellion still there. All of those things are sitting there waiting for opportune time to come and attack you. It's waiting for the time. It's waiting for you to slip up. It's waiting for you to have a breach. It's waiting for you. Listen, man, y'all better share this with somebody. Somebody, listen, we got plenty of men running around here asleep. Sitting in church, you sleep. You sitting in church, sleep. Because if you can, and see, don't trip. because I was that dude that was standing in a pulpit and then walk out of a pulpit and go to a dope house. I was that dude that would walk out of a pulpit and walk into a liquor store. I was that dude that would walk out of a pulpit and go and masturbate. So don't tell me that it can't be done sitting in the church. You can't tell me you don't have no problems. You can't tell me that you can walk out of your house and preach up somebody and then walk into your house and then mistreat your wife. Come on, man. Don't tell me that stuff don't happen. I did it. So you can't tell me it can't be done. So I have a right to say what I'm saying. I have a right to say it. So somebody just said, well, he over there talking about, no. I have a right to talk about me. That's what I did. I ain't saying everybody doing it. I ain't saying everybody did it. But you walking around here asleep thinking that you're going to preach this message and you ain't going to be held accountable for it. I can promise you that. I can promise you that, because that was my worst fear. Preaching a message and going to bust hell wide open. I cast out devils in your name. I prophesied in your name. And then he looks at me and say, get from before me. I never knew you. What? You crazy? Come on, man. So don't act like you can get in too. Just because I'm preaching the gospel. Man, that thing says, be very careful how you live. Be very careful how you live. I'm like, God, if you give me an opportunity to do this right, if you just give me an opportunity to do this right, I work it out. Man, I didn't even know what that was going to take. I didn't know how long it was going to take. I didn't even know what the qualifications of it was going to take. Man, I was just out there. All I know is I did not want to die and bust hell wide open. I didn't want to. I didn't want to. So I'm very careful how I use my words. My wife used to get on me all the time, babe. Be careful how you use your words. My mom used to say that, Gerald. Be very careful how you use your words. Your words are very powerful. And I couldn't understand that. But then one day God told me, he was like, listen, you better be careful on your words, because you're like it's a fine line between you being an apostle and you being a warlock. Wow. That was deep. That thing stuck with me. It stuck with me. I have to work on my words. I got to work on how I present things. I have to work on that stuff. Sometimes I get very lax and I'll slip up and I'll be talking and be like, oh my God, I have to renounce that. I have to cancel that, because I've literally put a curse into the atmosphere in regards to something. I'm like, Holy Spirit, bring back to my remembrance the things that I've said, things that I've done, so I can renounce them and I can get them right. Some people just don't even want to turn around and go get that right. So I'm sitting here saying this because we got men that's walking around here sleep. You walking around sleep. You sleep on your assignment. You sleep on your marriage. You're sleeping on the assignment that God has placed before you. I'm just saying, man. This is me. Y'all can be, listen, me, y'all can be mad at me all you want to. I know I'm not going to be held accountable for me not saying it. I had to say it, so I said it. You know why? Because I live it. This is therapeutic to me. I'm sitting here telling you what I had to go through. All of this stuff that I'm saying to you is stuff that I went through, stuff that I work on all the time. Am I trying to tell you I'm there, I'm holier than I? No, bro. I'm telling you that I'm working on this stuff. Every day I wake up, I get opportunity to work at it. Every day I wake up, I get an opportunity to live differently. Every opportunity, you know why? Because I could be busting hell wide open. I could be sitting in hell right now, but God gave me another opportunity. And you think that I'm gonna just mistreat it? You think I'm gonna just not do it? You think I'm gonna just not talk about it? Man, bump that. Your feelings aren't that serious to me, to where you want me to disobey God. Not gonna do that. Not going to do that. So I'm giving you a choice. I'm giving you a choice to wake up. And it says right here, it says, and Christ will shine on you. Listen, when I got up, God said, in my worst times, God was showing me men, right? He was showing me men like, you're going to do this. I'm like, bro, I can't even. And it's how I was talking to God, y'all, because I was out there. I'm like, bro, God, you tripping. How in the world am I going to do that? Do you see where I am? I can't help myself, but you want me to help somebody else. I'm not doing that. And now, And now, the very scripture, he says, wake up, sleeper, arise from the dead, and Christ will shine on you. At this very moment, the sun coming out, and he's shining on me. He's shining on me. I'm telling y'all this story because he's shining on me. I'm telling y'all this story because, man, I hate how the enemy has jacked up men's life. Y'all don't understand. When you get to that place when you're afraid of busting hell wide open, you'll understand where I'm coming from. You will understand where I'm coming from. I'm not playing a game with you. This is not a game. I'm not trying to sugarcoat anything. I'm not trying to make this fluffy. I'm not trying to make this way you can, it's baby food. I ain't trying to do none of that. All I'm doing is I'm giving you this real stuff that you need to wake your butt up. You need to wake up. Wake up, bro. You sitting there next to a woman that's not even your wife. You're doing these inappropriate conversations with women that have absolutely going to destroy you. And you sleep. You've let situations and circumstances ruin your assignment, deter you from your assignment. Listen. Everybody's marriage ain't bad. Everybody's marriage is not bad. And I'm not saying everybody's marriage is not bad. But don't sleep on where God is taking your marriage. Because there's levels to this. There's levels. There's levels that you grow. There's levels that you mature in Christ. Mature in your... I said it yesterday. Studying your wife. You think that your wife still likes the same stuff that she likes 20 years ago that she likes now? I mean, her love language done changed. You still on an assignment and you still studying and you still dealing with, you know, this stuff, and the assignment has changed. Every day you get a different assignment. Every day it prepares you for your test. It prepares you for the next. So as you're sitting there studying your wife, you're preparing yourself to be able to understand when she shifts, understands when her mood shifts, understands when her love language shifts. But if you sleep, how you gonna see that? You've been asleep. You got comfortable. So when your marriage is real good, you're comfortable. You start relaxing. You know, kids out the house, you know what I'm saying? Kids done grown, kids have got their own kid. Now y'all don't even know each other. Or now you just doing things. But what about the extra studying? Studying where they want to go. Studying how they want things to be done. We talking about submitting ourselves one to another. You got to study that. That has to be something that you study to be able to submit yourself one to another. In the reverence of Christ. But it's time out for sleeping. Man, I'm serious, Lo. It's time out for sleeping. It's time to wake up. So every day, I pray every day that you open your eyes and God gives you another day, the opportunity to see another day that he made. Not you. You didn't make this day. But he gave you an opportunity to wake up and see another day. Because if you mess around and bust and wake up in your sin or die in your sin, where you think you going? Where you think you going? I'm just being real with you. Because I had to make a decision. Gerald, do you want to live or die? I'm in sin. If I die now, I'm going to hell. Period. I'm bust hell wide open. Because I can promise you, I wasn't in a place where I wanted to quickly repent for anything. I was already asleep. I would have bust hell wide open. So no, I'm not going to play with this. No, I'm not going to sugarcoat this. No, I need you to wake up. I need you to open your eyes. I need you to remove the scales off of your eyes that you can actually see what your mistakes are, to see your bad decisions, and go get before God and be like David, and let's just start repenting. Holy Spirit, bring back to their remembrance every bad decision that they made and every decision that they're in right now. Let them renounce it. Matter of fact, let them detach themselves from the things, from the people, places, and things that are causing them to make bad decisions. That'll cause them to bust hell wide open. I'm declaring that you shall live and not die. and that you should have life more abundantly. You're not. I pray that you don't die in this. I'm hearing God very clear. Listen, some of y'all playing with time. You playing with time. You thinking that you got a whole lot of time. But God ain't playing with you because he needs you. If he's telling me to say this because I have the authority, I literally have this. This is my life. This ain't something I had to study. This is my life. So if I have to live this, this is me. It says, be very careful how you live. This is my life. So I have an authority in this place to be able to say what I'm saying. Listen, don't get caught. Don't mess up your assignment, bro. Don't mess up your assignment. Quit making unwise decisions. I said this yesterday. How do I make decisions? I put on my PPK glasses. I'm always wearing PPK. Why? Because it helps me to remember who I am. Listen, I don't try to forget. I put PPK on everything. On everything. I get a piece of item, I go and get PPK put on it. Why? Because I'm not in the business of acting like I won't forget. Acting like I won't remember. I'm not dumb. I know what I know I used to do that. So I look at this, what's my prayer life looking like? So now I'm praying for men. I'm on my knees praying for men to wake up. I need you to wake up. I need you to come out your slumber place. I need you to come out this sleepy place. I need you to come out this dead place. I'm declaring that everything that was once dead is now coming alive. I'm talking about your emotions coming alive. I'm talking about your spirit, man, arising up inside of you, and that you will pursue more of God than pursue more of your flesh. I bind every seducing spirit that even seducing you to be out of the will of God, that is causing you to break the covenant of your marriage. Father, deliver their appetites. Deliver them from their bad habits of the drinking, the smoking, the perversion, the masturbation, all of the lust and perversion, those things that have contaminated their eyes, contaminated their minds, contaminated their ears. Now in the name of Jesus. Yes, Lord. Father, I thank you for raising up these new men. I thank you, Father God, that these men are waking up. These men are waking up to see the new. They're waking up to see the new. Father God, give them the strength to endure to the end. Give them the strength to, Father God, from make it from day to day, Father God. Give them the ability to, Father God, to pursue wisdom, Father God. Pursue godly wisdom. Pursue godly counsel now in the name of Jesus. Everything that was worldly, everything that was ungodly, Father God, they're separating themselves from it. They're severing the ties to it now in the name of Jesus, Father God. Every man, Father God, that is operating in a leadership role now and still living a life of a heathen, still living the life and thinking that the things are okay. Lies. Father God, let them hear the word lies. That they can't live their lives any kind of way. And that you're giving them an opportunity to get it right, an opportunity to lay down this stuff, lay down these burdens, lay down these habits, lay down these lies, lay down these bad decisions, lay them before you. Father, I thank you right now that you're shifting the minds and the hearts of the men back to the right places. Every scale has been removed, and that every man now will truly, 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 like truly, truly open their eyes and go back to their assignment. The assignment, the original assignment, the thing that they submitted to, the thing that they signed up for. Let them go back to it. Let the door be open for the return of these men. Let the door be open for the return of these men. Let the house be conducive to deliverance. Let the house be conducive to peace. Let the house be conducive to understanding. I bind every generational curse that has caused marriages and caused ministries to fall apart because of bad decisions, because of lust and perversion. I cancel it now in the name of Jesus. Father, I thank you for me and Father God desiring to study, desiring to know, desiring to nurture and cultivate their marriage and cultivate their ministry and cultivate their children now in the name of Jesus. Father God, let it be on the forefront of their minds. Let it be embedded into their hearts now in the name of Jesus. Father, I thank you and I praise you. Oh, I thank you, Father, for these men are waking up. It's ironic that this is morning time and men are waking up all around the world. I'm thinking, Father God, that they're waking up into the new man. They're waking up into new decisions. They're waking up into wise decisions. They're wise men. They're men that pursue wisdom as Solomon did. I thank you right now that they're able to make great decisions, Father God, business decisions, marital decisions, life decisions. I said it's so. I said it's done. I said it's good. I said it's good. Lord, I thank you that they're woke. I thank you that they're willing to submit themselves. That they understand that if they submit themselves to one another in the reverential fear of Christ, Father, that they would truly be able to give themselves up as Christ gave himself up to the church, that they will be willing to, that it wouldn't even be an option, it wouldn't even be a second thought, it wouldn't be anything, it would be that. So Father, I thank you and I praise that no backlash retaliation will come upon this message, will come upon the men that hear this message. Father God, I thank you that they'll pursue the righteousness. All right. The word says the steps of a righteous man are ordered by the Lord. So Father, I thank you for righteous men coming forth now in the name of Jesus. I thank you and I praise you. I plead the blood of Jesus over it and around it. In Jesus' name, amen. Listen, men, if you need some help, go to ppkglobal.org. ppkglobal.org. Man, listen, if you need a one-on-one, click one-on-one. If you need mentorship, click mentorship. So we can talk, because I'm not in the business of watching men suffer. I'm not in the business of watching men, you know, abort their mission, you know, abort their assignment. I'm not even that. I'm not that, man. I'm telling you, I'm trying my hardest not to cry now, because my heart is so full for men that have made some bad decisions and they're stuck in the bad decision. And they so want to come out of the bad decision, but they don't know how. They just feeling like I'm just in this bad decision and I'm stuck. Lies. You're not stuck, my friend. You're not stuck. You're not stuck. Make a decision. I want to go home. I want to go back home. I want to go back to my assignment. I want to go back and fix my assignment. Repent for aborting your assignment. Sever the ties from where you are and go. Sever the tie. And go. I pray that as you go back home, that you don't have that the backlash and retaliation for you leaving or coming back home is not there. You're coming back home to peace. You're coming back home. But understand this, though. You will have to face your responsibilities of what you have done. Don't get it twisted. That ain't going nowhere. Just understand that there is things that you have to correct and fix, but that's okay. And don't put no time limit on it. Don't say how long I gotta do it. Just do it. Amen. Once again, if you need some help, go to ppkglobal.org. ppkglobal.org. Listen, y'all, please share this with somebody. I don't care if you share it with a pastor. It's fine by me. I have absolutely no problem. I'm not a debater. I didn't go to school for debating. I'm telling you my testimony. I'm telling you my story. I'm telling you what I did. I'm telling you how I live. And can't nobody tell me anything different than how I live my life and what I did. and I got a scripture that woke me up. I'm good. So you can listen, share this with some men. I don't care. Share it with them. They might not listen to it, or they might. Then they might not. Who knows? Share it to them. Put it in your group. You got a group? Put it in your group. Sharing group? Put it in your group. Whatever. I don't care. Get it to the men. Because God has a plan for these men. These men are coming back. And I'm telling you, we're raising up an army of kingdom men. We're raising up King's army. I'm talking about men are about biblical principles, about the building the family, building the kingdom, and we're making great strategies to build, to cultivate, to grow, to mature in all of who God has called for us to be. It's not a game to us. Amen. Once again, y'all share this. Listen, I'm going somewhere with this. I'm going somewhere with this. Because if you can't handle this assignment, the assignments to come will mess you up. Because I need you to go back to that scripture when it says that I need you to be filled with the Spirit. Because when God gives you some instructions and they go against everything that you know in your flesh, and even you can't find it in the scripture, and God is like giving you these instructions, are you willing to do it? Are you willing to abort the assignment again? I'm going somewhere with this. So be ready, man. This is the opportunity for us to build. And we're building each other up. So y'all, guess what? Thank y'all for joining me. I'm Gerald, Apostle Gerald, Coach G, Pop, whatever, whoever I am to you. Good morning. And I pray that this message stretch you, encourage you, bless you, motivated you to do whatever it is that you need to do today to make sure that you're living the way God has intended for you to live. Be very careful of how you live, man and female, male and female. Be very careful. Very careful. Amen. Listen, God bless y'all. I love each and every last one of y'all. My skateboarders are out here now. It's time for me to get up out of here. Y'all have a wonderful day. Guess what? Stay woke. Don't fall asleep today. Don't fall asleep on your assignment. Have a blessed day.
Well, thank you for joining me today on the Priest, Prophet, and King podcast. I hope this message has inspired you to understand and walk in your biblical role of a PPK in your family and community. Men, if you need strategies to help you navigate through hard places in your life,
join me Monday and Wednesday at 8 a.m. for PPK Podcast, The Making of a Kingdom Man,
where men from all over the world come to talk strategies with the Word of God being our foundation. You can go to our website, ppkglobal.org, for more information. If you need accountability, training, and mentoring, check out our King's Army, training men to walk in their divine position as heads of the family God's way. Listen, don't forget to subscribe to the podcast of your favorite platform so you never miss an episode. I would love to hear from you, so please leave me a review and send me your thoughts and questions. You can also follow me on Facebook, PPK, Priest, Prophet, and King, IG, PPK Global, Spotify, Apple Music for more updates and information. I will be back next week with more insight into the recipe of a kingdom man. Until then, remember, day by day, situation by situation, we have to get better. I pray you continue to be blessed in your journey as a priest, prophet, and king. See you next week.